This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, as we prepare and finalize plans for the 2025 crop, we have to start thinking about how we'll protect our plants in the field. So many factors are beyond our control, but crop protection isn't necessarily one of them. Now, while things may not go according to plan or something can happen that you didn't plan for, you can still have a solid base in place on which to customize your protection strategy. We'll talk with the folks at Valent right after this.
From improving sustainability to boosting exports and funding innovative research, your investment in the Soybean Checkoff is helping to create new opportunities for farmers. It's fueling progress and opening doors to new markets. See for yourself how the checkoff works for you by visiting iasoybeans.com. Together, we're growing more than just crops. We're growing the future. The Iowa Soybean Association, celebrating 60 years of driving the industry forward.
Many farmers are concerned with the input costs versus the smaller crop prices we are seeing, and that is understandable. So how do you trim costs without putting your crops and your livelihood at risk? When you are spending so much money on seeds, the last thing you want to do is feed a bunch of freeloaders with those hard-earned dollars that you spent on your crop for the year. That's why it's important to already be planning your best pest protection strategy. According to Valent's Eric Ott, it all begins with planting.
Right. So I like to take a season-long approach and view, starting with things that start out below ground and that can influence seed germination, emergence, and even right before, we have wireworm, white grubs, sea corn maggot that are early on. And, especially with soybeans, with the trend becoming to plant earlier and earlier for higher yield potential, protecting that seed from below ground pests using something like Intego Sweet Soybean would be a benefit, not only from the insect side of things, but also from the disease side of things.
Talks about the Intego Sweet Soybean products from Valent.
Intego Sweet has an insecticide, a fungicide, well, several fungicides, that broad spectrum fungicide that protects against fusarium, as well as Rhizoctonia. And the Pythium and Phytophthora species that are prevalent in most soybean growing areas, and the use rate is a good lower use rate that won't put too much load on the seed. It's a 3.37 fluid ounces per 100 pounds of seed, and will provide all the below ground protection that I mentioned before, as well as some of the above ground early season pests like soybean aphids, bean leaf beetle as well.
Ott gives us a rundown of some of the pests he expects us to be fighting with in 25.
Some of the foliar feeders, as well as silk clippers like Japanese beetles, the foliar feeders of in both corn and soybeans. Asana insecticide would be a good fit for a quick knockdown in broad spectrum.
To learn more about Valent's products for both soybeans and corn, talk with your local Valent retailer. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.